Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts about what you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, we'll hear from Brad Jardis about his experience in court yesterday. 855-450-3733 as he faces a lawsuit that will perhaps restrict people from bringing guns and weapons onto college campuses. So we'll give you more information about that as we get to it here. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
We're going to jump right back into you and your thoughts. So Jay is listening in Indianapolis. Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Oh, thanks for holding me over.
Yeah, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, I was listening a few days ago via podcast. In the end, you were going over the Ron Paul highlights of the debate. And I really think that he has a shot to make some waves in Iowa and things like that. In fact, one of my friends the other day was actually positively asking if anybody wanted to place a bet on whether or not Ron Paul would win Iowa. And he's generally not someone who would, generally just fall in line with someone like Ron Paul. So I really
yeah. Someone said to me the other day they saw a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat wearing a Ron Paul button.
Yeah, so, I think it's really great. But the reason why I called is because, unfortunately here in Indianapolis, you're not on from 7 to 8 p.m., and Neil Bortz is. And I just happen to have the station on. And lo and behold, Neil Bortz welcomes Scott on the radio. And it's the Scott.
Scott the Bigot?
Exactly. It took him approximately 90 seconds to start talking about Jews. And at that point, Neil Bortz called him an a-hole and kicked him off the air. But the important part here is, and I hope Scott's listening, and honestly, I don't know.
Last night he held through the whole show, so he was listening to the,
okay.
The entire
No. Maybe he's listening.
I don't know if Neil Bortz is on delay here or not. I don't know if it's live.
Neil Bortz is on delay in Indianapolis. He is a late morning show.
Okay. Well, then, Scott, if you're listening, please. Do not call up and say you support someone like Ron Paul, and then the very next sentence say something bad about
him. Did he say he supported Ron Paul?
He said, I'm supporting Ron Paul because he wants to renegotiate how we deal with Israel and our Zionist-occupied
country. Oh, no.
And I just said, oh, no.
Takes all kinds, guys.
What's that supposed to mean?
Takes all kinds to make the world go round, haven't you?
Yeah, but it's something we don't really need.
Yeah,
like Scott the Bigot just sits in his mom's house all day and calls talk radio shows and spews hatred.
Yeah, he ain't helping. The Ron Paul campaign, I can tell you that.
It wouldn't be a terrible thing if a meteorite crashed into his apartment.
Wow. Yeah, you're wishing ill on the man.
I'm not wishing ill on him.
Were we just talking about rehabilitation?
We've tried to rehabilitate this guy for years
patience,
on the air.
Patience, Ian.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm not stopping him from calling in. Well, last night I didn't take his call, but,
I'm not calling because, I hate Scott or anything like that. I'm calling because, he needs to understand that if he wants things to change, especially something, such as the relationship with Israel, getting on the air and talking hatred like that isn't going to get it done. If he wants to support Ron Paul, that's fine, but the one thing that he's missing here is Ron Paul doesn't say he wants to renegotiate how we deal with Israel. He wants to renegotiate how we deal with all foreign countries.
Right. He wants to pull the troops out from around the world, and he wants to end foreign aid to all the governments around the world. You're absolutely right. But this is one of the problems with doing public campaigns is you can't pick your supporters.
Sure.
And so, therefore, you're kind of stuck in this place where, there was that time in the 2000 campaign where Ron Paul was being accused of taking money from white supremacists.
Yeah.
And Ron Paul basically came out and said, well, yeah, but I'd rather have their money than them have it because they're racist and I'm going to do, something good with it and they're using it for evil or they would use it for their racist positions. So, I think he managed to handle that situation fairly well, but still.
As well as one could expect.
Still, you're going to come across this where some crazy fool signs up to be, one of your campaign reps and starts knocking on people's doors and talking about who knows what or somebody's, they're sabotaging other people's signs. signs and making it obvious that it was, you know, your campaign that did it, and it makes you look bad. So there's all kinds of, like, political sabotage. Maybe it's someone doing it on purpose.
One of those types of political sabotage is somebody claiming to be supporting your campaign and then talking about something that, you know, makes you look bad.
Exactly.
And this, I mean, you know, who knows who Scott really wants, you know, for president? I have no idea. But, you know, if he supports him, if he doesn't, he's not doing any good.
Well, it reminds me, actually, of I think it was the 2008 campaign when Ron Paul was running. We had, like I'm part of it, like I'm on the show, right? You guys had someone call up that was supporting Ron Paul in 2008, and when they got on the air with you, they started talking and then started talking about contrails and went on that whole, you know, down that whole rabbit hole. And you guys got in a debate at that time of, you know, when you start talking about things like that, you really turn people off, and you got to stick more to the more mainstream, true, easily provable things, such as war and deficit and, you know, corruption, and not get into the specifics of why you believe those things exist.
But Ron Paul will stop chemtrails, right?
I think that's the second point.
Hey, Jay, thanks for the call, man. Good suggestions tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As far as saying things that are going to upset people, inevitably you're going to upset people if you're talking about the ideas of liberty, regardless of the issue. It's just that some things require a certain level of proof, like these, you know, crazy-sounding claims about them poisoning the skies and all that nonsense that really is, you know, at this point, it has not been proven, at least not to my satisfaction. And we've heard about it from callers on this show for years on Free Talk Live, and it's usually kind of crackpot-sounding folks that call in about that. So, yeah, you've got to be real careful kind of not to go down the conspiracy theory rabbit hole. I think that that's really a danger. I think it's a danger to, you know, how seriously you're taken and the movement as a whole.
You know, I mean, the fact is, I don't know if there's a giant weather modifying machine called HAARP in Alaska that's, you know, changing the world's weather patterns or not. I mean, there's certainly something called HAARP up there. I don't know what it's doing. I don't know.
Changing your brain.
It doesn't make sense to me that every contrail in the sky would be a chemtrail. But, you know, at the same time, we do know that they do attempt to do weather modification. We do know that they have sprayed poisons in the sky. I mean, there was the Mellifion in Sarasota, Florida. That much has certainly happened.
But everybody knew, and that
was the case. But, you know, there is an end to this. Like, some of the conspiracy theorists out there believe that that there's a population of lizard people that are able to shift shapes, and that those lizard people control the world, and that they're from different planets, and some of them like each other, and some of them don't. I mean, it's just the rabbit hole goes deep, and it is wide, and it's, you know, I don't know whether there is a conspiracy theory to kill JFK or not. Most Americans do think this at this point, but it doesn't matter. Like, most Americans think that there was a conspiracy, a plot to kill JFK that the Warren Commission didn't even touch upon, and it hasn't changed anything. And my speculation would say that it doesn't matter if it's 9/11, it doesn't matter if it's chemtrails, it doesn't matter whether it's HAARP, it doesn't matter what your conspiracy theory is. It's not going to change anything because, well, we already have proof that the JFK conspiracy hasn't changed anything.
I would agree with that, absolutely. Yeah.
So not a fan of the conspiracy movement?
It doesn't really matter whether I am or not. I agree with Mark that
it matters to the conspiracy people.
Well,
like, they'd love to recruit you. They would love to have you sitting in this chair going head-to-head with us about 9/11 or whatever, like advocating for chemtrails and, like, all of that. They would love that.
Not going to happen.
That's what they've been trying to do over the years, is call and convert us, basically, so we can join the, you know, the conspiracy crowd or
whatever.
Some
of them believe, and, you know, that we are on board with some of their theories, and, you know, that we just don't talk about them because they're not effective. And, you know, I don't know. The fact is, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't take a position on 9/11. I don't take a position that the conspiracy folks are right, because there's a variety of conspiracies. There's the, you know, the complex ones, you know, from alien holograms were flown into the buildings, and then of course there's the ubiquitous bombs in the building. You know, there's all kinds of theories out there. I don't take any position on any one of them, and I don't take a position on the government's theory either. I don't know what happened, but I do know that what happened as a result is the government used it as an excuse to make themselves more intrusive and more oppressive.
That's right.
And the, by the way, the Defense Authorization Act thing has passed the House, so we can talk more about what that means here in a little bit. Take your calls as well. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want and dial in toll free. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark, inviting you to the website at freetalklive.com. you can listen online, unless you have a Mac, apparently. Listen.freetalklive.com is where you can go. No, actually, what was happening is apparently the Keen Police Scanner isn't working for Mac people. And I don't know why, because I don't know what's up with the Mac thing. I don't get it. I haven't used a Mac since I was in high school, so I'm missing out. A little disc. Yeah, people keep telling me that, but you know, I get my work done with the other Windows thing. So anyway, you can listen to Free Talk Live, and the link should work over at listen.freetalklive.com. They work.
Macs have gotten a lot better over the last few years. They're a lot more like real computers now.
They really have. You still can't build your own for the most part. But,
you know, the people with Ubuntu still think we're fools, though.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, they're probably right. listen.freetalklive.com. Go there. You can get tuned in live through the streams. We've got broadband and dial-up flavors, as well as the radio stations that carry the show. Over 100 of them across the country at various different times throughout the week. Our satellite listening options, including XM and free-to-air, the webcam, as well as listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com. As we go to you and your thoughts, Brad is with us. Brad Jardis, a former law enforcement officer in New Hampshire, spent over 10 years, like 11 years of your life, out on working as a cop. Quit the job because you found the ideas of liberty and you found that you really couldn't go around arresting peaceful people anymore and feel good about it. So you left that profession behind. You're now focusing on other matters and you're jumping back in the activism game. Last week, actually the last couple of weeks, you posted some blog posts over at freekeen.com, which is where you blog, one of the places you blog, and you announced you were going to show up at a school, Plymouth State University, with a gun strapped to your back, along with Tommy Mazingo, who's a former military member, also would be armed. Ended up being that a man in a robe issued an order, restraining order against you and anyone else who might have accompanied you, basically saying you can't bring guns on campus, even though it's completely legal to carry a gun openly in New Hampshire. For some reason, that legality ends on the campus, at the campus border. You were saying that's not true, and that's why you wanted to challenge it in the first place, but you weren't willing to get arrested for contempt of court, and I don't blame you for that, because you can't challenge contempt of court. You don't get to go to trial for contempt of court. It's just an immediate trip to a cage for an arbitrary period of time because you disobeyed a man wearing a robe. So you and Tommy showed up. There was a great outreach day. There's plenty of video from this day over at freekeen.com. You can go and spend a lot of time looking at that and kind of get a feel for what it was like. But it was great. You connected with a lot of young people. There was a lot of media there. You got national press. And then on Tuesday, you went to court. Brad, tell us about it.
Yeah, so I've never had a restraining order before. And typically when you think restraining order, you think, some guy who's being creepy and bothering somebody, like bothering a girl or something.
Right.
So apparently the state views me as some creepy guy and they needed to be protected from me. But what I view myself as doing right now is pretty much policing the state and making sure the state respects individual rights and liberty. And so what they did is they went out and they got this far-reaching restraining order, like you said. And what it does is it turns regulations that the public university system in New Hampshire has into contempt of court. And these regulations are specifically illegal under state law. And so we had a hearing yesterday. And a great amount of people showed up to watch what was going on, and this includes three state representatives, members of the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. They moved here to New Hampshire, got elected to the state house, and they showed up, and they were absolutely aghast at how the university system council essentially got up and argued that the regulations that they make aren't regulations at all. In fact, they're policies, and they can just make whatever policies they want and get away with it just because they're them, you know? Like, they have this magical grant of authority from on high to essentially tell people what to do, even though they have no legal authority or standing whatsoever. And, you know, I mean, what's interesting about this, yes, it's gotten national attention, and, you know, I've done quite a few interviews with people over the phone from newspapers all over the country. But what I really want to point out to people is the simple solution to all of this is private property. These university systems that belong to quote unquote the people, this creates the tragedy of the commons condition where, you know, if everybody owns things and everybody has the right to, you know, their constitutional rights to do things on them. You know, Tommy Mazingo and I didn't show up at private universities here in New Hampshire and try to tell them how to, dictate to them what their rules should be, because that's none of our business. But the fact is, the university system of New Hampshire takes money from you, Ian, and you, Mark, and you, Jimmy. And as long as they're going to take your money and use it to subsidize student tuition, as taxpayers, you should have every right to go on this property and carry whatever weapon that you deem suitable.
Yeah, but that's just in theory. I mean, Brad, I know that these government people believe that the property that they take care of is theirs, not the public's. They believe it's private property. They've told us that the jail is private property. I was told that I would be charged with trespassing if I went on the government high school property here in town. And, I mean, there's what the theory is, and then there's the way reality is and how they act.
Well, there's different, it's very complicated. There's different levels of public property. There can be publicly owned property that is a private area, and there's a U.S. Supreme Court case specifically that deals with correctional facilities. I know I went with you, Ian, once to the Cheshire County Jail, and only I was allowed to speak to our friend Rich Paul because you were out on bail for having trespassed there before. I mean, it really blows your mind because you probably pay, all three of you probably pay a significant amount of money to Cheshire County, to the corrections department, yet, you know, it's property that supposedly belongs to you, you can get arrested for visiting for,
right,
you know, having a peaceful protest. So, I mean, it's absolutely insane. And what we're trying to do up here, you know, it goes far beyond just the university system of New Hampshire. And I'm sure the university system of New Hampshire is thinking, why us? You know, what did we do? You know, why are these people coming after us? And my simple response to that is, I've known these people have been doing this illegally since 2003. And I think we all need to stand up whenever there is anything, whenever the state or the government tries to take away self-defense rights.
Well, right. Well, the answer to that question, if they're asking themselves that, is, well, you're in New Hampshire. It's the live free or die state. There are people coming here who love liberty and who are sick and tired of having it crapped on by these government bureaucrats who think they own us. And, you know, you're just in the wrong place. If you don't like it here, then leave, right?
Absolutely.
go find
Absolutely.
Yourself another university job somewhere else.
That's right. And I think I said this before, but I want to say it again. The liberty activists that came out from Keene when we were at Plymouth State University were absolutely wonderful. I mean, if you listeners out there want to meet some professional liberty activists, this is the place to come.
Tell you what, Brad, hold that thought. We're going to get to the rest of what happened in court. And Nemi, you were there as well.
I was.
So maybe you'll have some to add in on this as well at 855-450-FREE. As I understand it, the man in the robe has not made a decision, but we'll get some more detail on how that went down. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Maybe you want to comment on weapons on a college campus. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up what you want, and the toll-free number is 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site there. So enjoy those features, including news updates. Get signed up, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Finding time to read these days can be really difficult. Audiobooks are a great way to get in that reading that you want to do without carving out the time out of your day to just sit down and read a book. Audible.com is a leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment. It's in all the categories that normal books are in, business, classics, erotica, fiction, history, romance, mysteries, thrillers, science fiction, fantasy, self-development, kids and young adult categories, everything that you could possibly want, many more. I listen to them all the time, and it is easy to use Audible. It's fast, easy, affordable. You can go and get a free download with the free gold membership that you get at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. There's more than 100,000 titles from which to choose from in every genre, and you get the free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's a Christmas gift for you from Free Talk Live and Audible. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Huge selection there. Great deal. Let's go to Bradley Jardis. He is a former New Hampshire cop and now fighting on the side of liberty, although I don't like the term fighting, so I probably shouldn't use it. But you are now on the side of liberty, and you might consider it a fight, Brad, because you're in court. You're trying to defend people's right to bear firearms and other weapons that they might feel helps them feel safe, perhaps from being attacked by someone. someone, specifically on college campuses. You made national news last week when you and a former military guy, Tommy Mazingo, showed up on a college campus. Maybe you were carrying, maybe you weren't. It wasn't clear to the people there. You could have been concealing, but the state couldn't prove it, so they couldn't arrest you for it, and you ended up having a good outreach event, which is now turning into a court trial, which you attended yesterday with NEMI. So tell me more about your experience.
Well, the one thing I want to point out, I was thinking about this during the break, is that people in America or people around the world, I think, really need to pay special attention to what happened to Tommy and I when we took the time to point out that the government was breaking the law. The government essentially painted myself and Tommy Mazingo as terrorists. And, I mean, they issued this press release. The president of Plymouth State University issued this press release that said, you know, if there's anything that happens, a siren will sound and, you know, you'll receive a text message, you know. And, you know, it's just such hyperbole that, you know, Tommy and I both, you know, I wore a uniform for 11 years. Tommy did for 4. And we both carried weapons almost every single day that we wore uniforms. But because we decided to leave government service, you know, now because we want to show up and exercise our natural statutory and constitutional rights, and because we're pointing out that the government is breaking the law, they're trying to style us as terrorists or, like, you know, troublemakers. And
they don't like being called out on their hypocrisy and their corruption.
Oh no! So I mean, what do? You know, they run out. They run out to a judge, get a order, a restraining order, my very first one ever, saying that if we violate any of the college rules that are illegal, it's contempt of court. And to most people who aren't familiar with contempt, it's this magical power that judges have.
Yeah.
It's not written down anywhere. It comes from common law, and they can just basically wave a wand, you know, with a little gold star at the end of it, and then you're gone for, you know, 6 months at a time, and
or
it's
more.
Just too bad, you know.
It could be more than 6 months,
yeah,
but there's some provision that means that they have to explain themselves if they do it for more than 6 months. So they'd rather not have to explain themselves to
anyone. 6 month sentence is a darn long sentence.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you're doing something that's not legal. So anyway, at this court hearing, it was very amusing. I mean, a couple times I couldn't help but turn around and smile at the audience listening to some of the things that they argued. But essentially,
Hold on, before you go on, how many people were in the audience that were maybe supporting you versus supporting the college system?
NEMI, would you say about 20 to 30?
Yeah, we have a count here that puts it at about 25 in support of you, and I didn't count anyone that was there aside from the officials from the university system.
So there weren't a bunch of students that came out on a little field trip to check it out, huh?
No, not that I saw.
They were too busy partying and being children, you know, as everyone likes to refer to college students as, you know, kids, you know, even though they're young adults who have the ability to behave responsibly.
Well, right. I mean, if you look at the video that Derek J. posted over at freekeen.com, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's where he interviews or attempts to interview the people that were counter-protesting you the other day at the college. Did you see that video?
I did not.
Oh, take a few minutes and go and watch it. It's really interesting because Derek reveals the truth about this counter-protest, which is that it had nothing to do with the students beyond the fact that there were two students participating in it at one point and then three faculty members that were participating in it.
The student protest was majority faculty members.
And it was created by an English professor there who did the signs up. She brought the signs out, and then the students came out, and the two of them that were there in the beginning, and there might have been one or something later, but they held her signs that she created, the protest that she created. So, like, these students, they don't even care enough to start their own protest.
It's even better than that, because when Derek first arrived on the scene, he was actually conversing with someone.
Yes, one
and
of the students.
And then the professor came out and said, oh, this is a silent protest. Now, if you go back and look at
She said, we don't feel safe talking today.
That's right. That's crazy. And then what? Additionally to that, the folks who were there trying to engage the now silent protesters were categorized as heckling, and I didn't see any heckling going on.
I don't know. Wes did go up chanting at one point, recreate Kent State.
Oh, boy.
I missed that.
Funny.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so maybe they were heckling.
I can't say I agree with the heckling, but... What I can say is the vice president of student affairs from Plymouth State University. He called me Monday morning, and he called me. I'd been talking to him and the general counsel of the University System of New Hampshire week prior quite a bit, you know, trying to negotiate a way with them where we can sort of be diplomatic and to show them that we, you know, we're taking their concerns into account. But unfortunately, that, you know, we weren't able to come to an agreement. They wanted me to agree to something that I just thought was just untenable. So anyway, he called me Monday morning to tell me he wanted to thank me for how everyone behaved. And, you know, I mean, I'm not the leader of anything, and I wish everyone else could have been on the phone. I mean, activism up here in New Hampshire, it typically happens, you know, one person gets an idea and sort of, you know, draws an outline for how things can happen, and then, you know, everybody's an individual. People show up and do their own thing.
Right, but
so,
these people think in authoritarian structures.
Collective terms.
And totally.
As if you have little wind-up soldiers at your disposal.
Exactly.
Well, right. Well, look at the lyrics, not the lyrics, but look at the wording in the judge's order, which you can see, you'll have to scroll down a ways over at freekeen.com, but he said that you have servants, you know, or
yes,
suggested
right.
that all of your servants and all
That's
of
right.
Ian, can you go get me a Diet Pepsi, please?
We are all in the service of Bradley Jarnas.
Free irregular.
So, my servants, agents, attorneys, minions, serfs, you know.
And
you,
anyone
you
who
it.
Read your blog post. As well, he told
exactly.
He was basically saying anyone who reads freekeen.com was supposed to be enjoined from carrying weapons on college campuses. I mean, it's just absolutely insane.
But,
and then he tries to force you to post his order to freekeen.com, which I was having nothing of that. And so, and technically, you never really did post his order to the website. You only posted a link to it. And so,
right, which you quickly deleted, which technically complied with the court order because freekeen.com doesn't belong to me; it belongs to you. And I did blog the order. You just happened to delete
it. But Tommy didn't blog it, and he ordered Tommy to blog it as well. And you never really posted the text of the order; you only posted a link to it. So they could still argue that you didn't post it. But did that even come up during the trial?
No.
No, it didn't come up.
I'm not surprised. Because he must know that was completely just wrong and illegal and that it must be unenforceable, that particular part of the order, don't you think?
Well, there's a state representative who's very upset about that up here.
We'll come back here in a moment here and get the rest of the story from Brad as to the courtroom, how it went down yesterday, 855-453, and you can bring us anything Free Talk Live.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. He was back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What are you telling me about your kid and a wife?
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's yearlymovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Burglars
love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free and bring us anything you want. It's at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and invest it in Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin here on Free Talk Live for some time. But for some folks, obtaining them has been kind of tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They offer a complete bullion store also, so that you can buy and sell gold privately with bitcoin and silver also. If you're totally clueless about how the bitcoin currency works, they've got a 24-hour customer service link right there on their page. All you have to do is go through the bitcoin.freetalklive.com. There's a banner there that gets you to Crypto Exchange. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. I use their 24-hour customer service the other day, and it worked great. Bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue. Brad Jardis is on the line here, a former cop in New Hampshire, showed up at a college last week, made national headlines. Originally was to strap a rifle to himself, but a judge made an order, a restraining order, which you honored, Brad, because you want to take this to court. And if you'd broken the restraining order, you would have ended up in jail, perhaps, for a contempt of court charge, which means you don't get to challenge that at all. It's just, like you said, it's a power that the judge has, and it's not written down anywhere. So the legislature can't just go and abolish contempt of court. It's one of the most troublesome parts about this government court system that we have, is that a man wearing a robe can order men with guns to put someone in a cage for an arbitrary amount of time, and there's no level of proof or any accountability whatsoever for that man wearing the robe. So you decided to hold off. You didn't want to do the open carry event, but you still showed up anyway and had a great discussion with some folks and kind of asking the question of maybe you were carrying anyway, but no one knew it. And then it ended up in court yesterday. And what else did you want to share about your experience from court?
Well, one interesting thing about contempt in New Hampshire is that the New Hampshire General Court, meaning the Senate and the legislature, they have the constitutional authority to hold somebody in contempt. Like if you show up at the state house and you start causing a problem or, quote, quote-unquote, disrespecting the decorum, they can put you in jail for 10 days, and that is restricted, 10 days. That's all they can do under the New Hampshire Constitution. And, you know, we're talking a vote of, you know, there's 400-something people in the State House and then 24 in the Senate. So, I mean, this, contempt itself, I have a problem with. I have a problem with people being able to cage other people just on a vote. But I think it's a lot better that you have to get, you know, 200-something people to agree in order for someone to do 10 days in jail versus one person waving a magic wand saying six months. So that could be changed on the constitutional level.
Could it be? If they change the Constitution, could they do that? Or could the courts basically say that was unconstitutional, you can't do that?
No. If the people were to change the Constitution, they absolutely could reel in contempt power.
Because these rogue men are out of control.
Now that's relevant to 73A, right, Brad?
What is that?
Yeah, right. Article 73A in New Hampshire says that the Supreme Court, has the power to make rules, and they have the force of law, and that's why they're able to delegate that power to the administrative office of the courts, who comes out with all these rules saying, oh, you can't possess a camera, you can't possess sunflower seeds, you can't smile, you can't show emotion, and I mean all of this stuff is deemed to have the force of law, so. One great thing that's come out of this thing that Tommy Mazingo and I came up with for this Plymouth State protest is that we've got many members of the legislature who are upset at the court order, at the judicial overreaching, and the disrespecting of the general court's authority. So I posted on Free Keen, there's a great letter written by State Representative J.R. Hull, who he takes issue with the fact that the court, first off, completely ignored the law, and then he takes issue with the fact that people were compelled, it's called compelled speech under the First Amendment, to blog on your website. So this could be touching off like an intergovernmental firestorm.
I do like it when they fight with each other inside the government. I think that's fine. But I still, you know, it's hard for me to get too excited, right? Because I've heard a lot of talk about this this committee. There's this here in New Hampshire. It really upset the courts. You mentioned the administrators of the courts. It really upset one of the administrators, like one of the head judges, wrote an article against this new group that has been formed that has a certain amount of so-called representatives on it. It's like what's it called? The grievance panel, I think.
It's called the Redress of Grievance Committee, and it's a constitutional power that the legislature has to hold hearings on government officials.
But they've never done it before, and they just created this panel like within the last year. And to my knowledge, no hearings have been held. And
that's not true.
No, that's not true. Hearings have been held. No one has been removed from office for anything they've done yet. But that potential, I mean, I would say...
Have any judges had hearings held on them? Because there's been all this talk about...
Yes, there's been a marital master named Phil Cross who had hearings held on him. There's been a judge from Rockingham County who had hearings held on him. And I predict that Judge Vaughn, the judge who issued the restraining order to Tommy Mazingo, myself, and my servants like you, Ian... I predict that he's going to be meeting that committee also. And you can tell that this is a good idea, the way that the legislature is doing this. You can tell it's a good idea because the bureaucrats are absolutely freaking out about it.
Yeah, and that's why I feel like it's on the right track, but I just don't feel like anything's really happened yet from it, and I just feel like it's a lot of talk. And the time when I approached these folks, they were like, oh yeah, we'll be happy to look at that, but first you need to approach your local reps first and talk to them and see if they'll do anything with us. And it was just like, here's the runaround, let's have you jump through some more hoops before we'll actually take your issues seriously with these judges that are throwing men in jail because they ask them three questions on their way to work. I mean, there's just all kinds of crazy stuff happening, and these guys are just like, oh yeah, well, you know, you've got to jump through these hoops before we'll even look at this.
Now, just to clarify on something that you said earlier, Ian, about how long this, it is, as Brad said, constitutionally guaranteed, the Redress of Grievances Committee. Now, how long it's been, it hasn't been held in my lifetime until, you're right, in the last year or two. And the one case that I know of that went before the Redress Committee was the Baby Cheyenne case. They did have a hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I remember.
What does that mean? That went.
Well, you have to have hearings before anything happens. And yeah, I'll admit that I'd like to see. Obviously, these bureaucrats are going to be very, very careful when they go. The politicians going to be very careful when they go after the bureaucrats. That much is true. But you're not going to get what you want every time, and you haven't gotten what you want by not having the committee.
Right. I mean, I'd love to see something happen with it. It's just all I was saying was it's hard for me to get all jazzed up because some representative wrote a letter about this. Like, I'm glad he cares, but I'll believe that the system works when it actually works to take one of these scumbags in a robe off of the bench.
Well, Ian, I'm really hoping to impress you with what I'm trying to do right now and to make you go, maybe this stuff can work. You know, if you can get them into such an uncomfortable position and you can box them in so many different ways that they just can't eke their way out of it. I believe that this type of activism has merit to it, and I'm trying to, I'm trying very hard, up here. I remember speaking to you at the Keene Activist Center, and I was trying to explain to you what I was trying to do, and it sounds to me that, you're a believer, and if you have an idea, prove it, prove your concept by actually doing it. And, I think that, I think we can accomplish a lot for liberty by pointing out the state's hypocrisy and the flaws in legal reasoning that they have. So
what's next for court? I mean, because this guy basically took it under advisement. I mean, he heard your argument, right. He heard their side, and now what?
Right. So the attorney, there's two Free State Project member attorneys who represented myself and Tommy Mazingo, and by proxy all of our servants like you, Ian. And the argument that one of the arguments that they made was that the Constitution doesn't allow this type of blanket gun ban in New Hampshire, both the federal and state constitution. And it was actually kind of funny. The University System of New Hampshire's attorney got up and said that, we basically haven't considered the Constitution, and we're not ready to
right.
We're not ready to argue about it, And so the judge, Judge Vaughn, gave until January 3rd to submit briefs on the constitutionality of
the
gun ban.
So are you back in court on January 3rd?
I believe the briefs are going to be filed, and then he's going to take the matter under advisement.
And then issue a ruling at that point?
I think it's a huge success that they even were able to mention the Constitution, because it's so rare that you do.
Tell you what, Brad.
Usually, what's that?
I was going to say, go ahead with your last sentence. You got no.
I was just going to say, I think this is going to go to the Supreme Court, and I think we're going to win.
All right, I appreciate the optimism, and I hope you do, because it can only be good if you do, and I thank you for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop.
Thanks,
hour 3 is next. You can take control at 855-450 free. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.